So my name is John McAdams. I'm a development team lead with the State of Oregon Department of Human Services Public Health. And this morning I want to talk about implementing and supporting the Oregon Public Health Information Messaging System. And just to let you know, this is perspective is 2.7 is the version that we're using right now. We're doing an investigation about moving on to 2.8. So how I'd like to start is I'd like to get everybody exercise a little bit. I'd like you to all raise your hands if you would for me. Come on, everybody up. Everybody's hands up. Great. Now keep them up if you're responsible for building or installing software at your organization. Boy, a lot of hands went down there. You generally get complete requirements prior to building or installing that software. A lot more hands went down there. Your project requirements seldom change. Well, we've got nobody's hands up anymore. Your projects are by and large fully funded, and your projects are usually on time and on budget.
Always.
Yes. As we can see, these are some common problems that we all run into. We can't get full requirements from our users. We can't get a fully funded budget from our management. So what do we do? Well, one of the things that generally happens is our users come to us and say, oh, we've got this great idea. We want you to build the Taj Mahal for us. And you go, oh, this sounds great. I want to do that. I want to do it. Yeah, we could do this. We could put this up. We could put this nice finial at the top. But they say, oh, by the way, there's your budget. And they expect us to still build the Taj Mahal with a budget that is probably more appropriate for an old shack. So today's topics, what I'd like to talk about is what Oregon identified as FinMS implementation issues. The flexibility in choosing your FinMS implementation. This is really nice because FinMS, we identified probably 10 or 15 ways we could have implemented FinMS. I'm going to choose six today that we're going to talk about later. How Oregon implemented it, I'll show you our implementation. And then we're going to have a question and answer period at the end. So, how did Oregon implement FinMS and ensure that we could serve all of our partners? We've got a lot of different partners in the state that want to use FinMS, and we had to get them all involved. And how can we respect those partners' budgets? How can we be responsive to change? A lot of messages change. Well, we want to do this now. We want to do this. We want to do X, Y, Z. And support other strategic FIN initiatives. This was one of our managers really was poking at this. We got to support FIN directory. We've got to support this. We've got to support that. And then guarantee that we can scale when we need to. So serving all our partners. In Oregon, our first partner that went online was our epidemiology folks, and they were sending biosense data across from the labs. We're bringing on smaller partners too. They want to send data to the CDC or among other FinMS users. And they're really small. They don't even have dedicated IT staff. Our first partner had money. Our second partner didn't have any money. So we had to figure out, well, how are we going to get this? How are we going to make it work for everybody if some people got money and some people don't? Can't make one person pay for everything. So we developed partnerships and collaborated among all the partners. As I spoke to, many of them don't even have IT resources. So they come to us and they say, well, we need you to do this. Well, we push back and we say, well, here's a part that you're going to have to do. And they go, I don't know how to do that. So when we get to our solutions, I'll show you how we solve that problem. And they all work within the same network infrastructure. We have I hope it's a unique infrastructure at Oregon. I hope you all don't have to suffer through like I do with some of the oddities that I see some smiles out there, though. I bet you some people do have to suffer with that. So respecting budgets. One of the things that's really forced us to do is to look at all those different ways of implementing FinMS and be creative about it and say, how can we fill the large customer needs and how can we fill the small customers' needs? How can we fill the needs for somebody that doesn't have any money and for somebody that does have a lot of money? We had to seek out collaborative opportunities. I'm involved in some open source projects, and I thought, well, this would be perfect. Collaboration. Collaboration works on the open source, so why not collaborate with our internal partners? Work with them and show them how they can get what they need by helping others get what they need. great Hindu proverb is, help your brother's boat across and you will get there too. So that's what we help them do. And you've got to be flexible. I had this wonderful, I thought, idea of how we're going to implement this for our partners. And I took it to them and they said, well, wait a minute, I can't do that. That's going to require X, Y, and Z, and I don't have those resources available to me. And so I had to be flexible and open my mind up to seeing what was going to serve my partners best and help my partners get their boat across to the other shore. So being responsive to change. We had to develop processes within our department, within the public health department, to add a message stream, to change those message streams. We also had to add processes for problem resolution. When something happens with FinMS, who do I come to take care of that problem? And then right as I was leaving for the conference, I ran into the certificate renewal process, as many of you are aware, obviously. And so when I get back, I'll be developing a process to where I can actually hand this off to somebody else, because I've got on my email upstairs probably about 10 or 15 emails of frantic people saying, I need to get this out, and FinMS is down. And it's like, well, that's going to have to wait until I get back. Sorry, folks, I can't VPN in, unfortunately. So I will be developing a process to do that when I get back. Support other FinMS initiatives. Well, as I spoke, we had a manager who says, you've got to be sure that you support Fin certification. You've got to help us with the Fin certification. You can't go outside of the box that CDC is making sure that we all stay within for the Fin certification. You've got to support the Fin Directory Exchange. FinMS is going to be an important part of the Fin Directory Exchange, and we've got to make sure that we can support that also. These aren't necessarily Fin initiatives, but case notification is. And right now we're sending across lead data, TB, varicella, and hepatitis. And he wants to be sure that as these case notification list grows, that we're going to be able to support those also. Lab reporting, which is part and parcel of the case notification, can be an important part of that. Now, scalability. Nice thing about FinMS, and I'm glad I'm talking to a bunch of techies here, because you already know if you've implemented FinMS, its N-tier implementation scales easily with additional hardware. So, as Tom spoke to, you can take, and if you need to, you can cluster a bunch of Tomcat servers together, or if you need to, you can take your database and spread it across a cluster of servers. It keeps the area of responsibility clear and separate. So we have our web server doing what a web server should do. We have our database server doing what a database server should do, et cetera. So one of the important things that I want to keep in mind in talking about best practices, which I hate that word. There's no best practices really anywhere. It's what's best for your organization. But for our organization, we're hosted down in our state data center. So I have no control over our resources. And at one time they came to us and they said, well, your system is chewing up 100% of the processor on this virtual system. And I said, are you sure it's ours? And so I profiled it, and it wasn't our instance that was causing the bottleneck. And this was real important because they wanted to throw additional hardware at it. And I said, well, no, let's profile our system. Here's where your problem is. And it actually helped out another department in showing that their process was leaking over into our virtual slice. So be sure if somebody comes to you and says, well, FinMS is really slowing this system down, profile it. Make sure that that's actually the truth. And then always modify your test environment prior to introducing them into production. I admit it, I was bad one time. I thought I was on the test box because they look the same. Made a change and the world came to a screeching halt. And it's like, uh-oh, what did I do? And I realized, oh, I'm on production. So I backed everything out real quick. There, la, 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 nothing's going on here, nothing going on here. Nothing to see, move along. And changed the background of our test system. So now when I'm in my test system, I know I'm in test. And when I'm in production, I'm in production. So just a real high level overview of what the state of Oregon's infrastructure looks like. We've got the internet cloud out there that we get from our external partners and CDC. We get messages through our web proxy server on into FinMS. Now, when I was talking earlier about our unique environment that I'd hope that all of you don't have to suffer along with, we have two separate networks, really, within DHS. We have the DHS users network, which is the Novell directory, eDirectory. And we have our state data center, the SDC's secure network, which is MS Active Directory. Well, one of the solutions that I'm going to point out here in a little bit that didn't work was having the Active Directory talk to the eDirectory for some private folders. And I called our SDC folks and I said, hey, can you make this happen for me? And they laughed. And it's like, well, what are you guys laughing about? And they said, well, why are you guys using that old technology? And I said, well, this is what I have available to me, and that's why I'm using that old technology. So they said, well, why don't you get rid of that old technology and move to something that you can actually talk to MS Active Directory? That's the way everybody's going. And it's like, okay, well, if I could, I would, but I can't. So I had to find solutions for that. So I hope nobody else has to deal with that. But it was kind of nice because it made my team and I look at how we're going to make this work for our partner. It made us look at that and be creative. So in the end, it worked out best for everybody. So the first option that we thought of is, well, we'll just have our customers, our partners, pop their data right into the database and pull it right out of the database. This is great. This is easy. We can make that work. So for sending, they basically would take and do an SQL insert into the database. Not hard. And then when they want to receive, well, they just do a SQL select. And they got their message. Hey, here you go. How's this problem? Well, they looked at that one and they said, no, we're not going to do that one. What's SQL stand for? Okay, well, I thought, well, maybe we can help them with that. We'll make it a little different. Because they knew what SFTP was. They knew how to do secure file transfer. And I thought, well, we'll just have them send via SFTP, and then a few people that have to get that data out, we'll teach them really simple SQL select statements. So, yeah, I can hear you laughing out there. Yeah, that's exactly what they said, is like, yeah, right. So S to FTP in and receiving, they just do the SQL select. That didn't work. Okay, the third option, and here's where our network really got in the way. What one of my partners really wanted was, hey, I just want to drag my files into a folder, and then when I pick up what is get sent to me, I want to drag it out of the folder. Hey, that sounds like a good idea. That'll work. So we thought, well, we'll set up private folders on our DHS network, and those will come right across and automatically out of FinMS because you configure where your messages can go. And then I talked to my SDC folks, and that's when I got the laughter. So that wasn't going to work. And the receiving, of course, wasn't going to work either. I couldn't have the database server talk to those folders either. So this one turned out to be a non-option. So the fourth option, and this is, I mean, this really shows how flexible FinMS can be. There's many different ways to do it. And one of the ways that you can do FinMS is by using an API to talk to FinMS. So for sending, basically we would have our partner systems talk to the API, which then would do that SQL insert, because the API would know how to do the insert into the database. And then when they wanted to get receive a message back, it knows how to do a SQL select. So we wouldn't have to have a human involved there. This one we found out was going to be quite expensive for us to develop and implement. And respecting our partner's budgets, this did not turn out to be the best option. Fifth option was, well, web service. We had an architect there that is starting to move us in that direction, which I think is great. And he wanted us to look at the web service. And I already knew in my head, well, if an API is going to be expensive, doing web services is going to be even more so. So I put this one in here to give the presentation to our partners and showed them, well, this is how a web service would work, and this is how you would receive your data back. It would do basically the same thing, nearly the same thing as the API. Well, none of these options were going to work for anybody. So finally, we come to the option that was chosen, the golden ticket, I guess. And that was, since our partner knew how to do SFTP and our two networks could talk to each other via SFTP, we decided, okay, we'll just send and receive via SFTP. And you could see the light bulbs go on in the room when I brought this one up. It's like, yes, that will work for us. that will work because it's simply almost as easy as dragging and dropping to a folder. You do have to log on, you do have to authenticate to your SFTP server. But you basically have a private folder for each of the types of messages. So BioSense, Varicella, TB, all have their own private folder so nobody else can see anybody else's data. Nobody else is going to accidentally send data to your Varicella partner when it's actually TB data. So for sending, we set up a private folder onto the FinMS server, and then the users could send it or the partner system could send the data into the SFTP folder. And then also for receiving, it would be the same thing. It could either be human-driven or it could be process machine-driven. And then that way, the database server would extract the message into those private folders, and then they could be drawn down to the partner system or to the user system itself. So in summary, communicate with your partners. Communicate with your infrastructure folks. You may be in that situation where you have the two networks that are not able to talk to one another, or you may have firewall issues, or you may have other issues that your infrastructure folks will hopefully be able to help you with. Formulate and evaluate the pros and cons of all your options. So we had a group of four or five people that sat down with these six options that we presented and figured out what are the pros, what are the cons, and then that way it allowed us to select what was going to work best for our partners on all aspects, budget, time, resource availability, et cetera. Present those options to your partners you're going to be working with. Make sure that they understand this is what the pros are, this is what the cons are. And then facilitate gathering a consensus among all those partners and choose one of the options. And then go forth, as Google says, go forth and do good. So acknowledgments. I want to acknowledge our AMS public health developers, one of them sitting in the room. I won't point him out today. He asked me not to, even though he's way back there in the back. Our Oregon OIS management, they have been very supportive on choosing these different options and letting us go explore to make sure that some of the options that we were presenting would work. The Oregon Central FinMS Workgroup, that's the folks that got this whole process going, got the ball rolling at the state of Oregon on FinMS, and they did a lot of work, a lot of groundwork that allowed me and my team to become successful. Of course, the C FinMS teams, they're invaluable. It's great, I've gotten great information from them on the calls. Our acute and communicable disease program partners, our immunization partners, our Oregon EPHT partners, our Oregon State Data Center. I want to give them a hand for helping me through all the firewall issues and such. And here's some useful resources. I don't know if any of you know about these. You probably do if you've got a FinMS installation. But the CDC's website and the user group meeting is probably one of the most valuable. And that would be happening tomorrow if we weren't all here. So next month, the fourth Thursday, 1 to 2 Eastern time. And then, of course, the users group forum. And that's my presentation. So I'd like to open it up for questions. And hopefully, I'll have the answers for you. Yes, sir. My partners are, a lot of people will call them your customers. In Oregon, what we do is we call them our partners, because a customer, you kind of think of the customer brings you a problem and you work on it, then you give them a solution. So in Oregon, we call our partners, our customers, our partners. And those would be different programs within the state, the way the state is structured. Everybody is in public health, sure, but then there's different offices and units within those offices. Some of them are labs. Some of them are labs. Some of them are the EPHT program, for example, our immunization program. They're not labs, but they're gathering immunization data, influenza data, and sending that on to the CDC. That answer your question?
It does.
Well, the question was, why did I have the firewall there in the middle and such, and how would we have external folks do get into this? We entertained that idea initially because it was all internal partners. It was all folks that were physically within the DHS side of the network. And then they started talking about external partners, and that's why those first couple of options weren't viable. Now, the SFTP option is viable for external partners because they will be able to, you know, there's one hole poked in the firewall, and then we do all the authentication, et cetera, on the SFTP server.